Welcome to our program once again. This is Everyday English. I'd like us to look at the word soft and some of its meanings. We know the word soft is one of the commonest in English. It is an adjective used to describe things which easily change shape or give way when touched.
I suppose that is its primary meaning.
Yes, and out of this primary meaning have developed several other idiomatic and metaphorical uses.
For example, it has come to be used to mean not harsh or hard.
Yes, a description we often use to apply to a person's attitude, his manner of receiving news, and so on, as in this short exchange.
We all knew Mr. Essien to be a no-nonsense man, and we approached his doorstep with some apprehension.
But I'm told he surprised you when you met him.
Yes, to our surprise, not only was he cool and relaxed, but also his reply to our question was soft and calm.
A soft and calm reply. Not angry or menacing or impatient. It was kind and welcoming. His voice was calm and soft. The adjective soft is also used to describe parts of the body. For example,
a person's skin may be soft or not so soft.
Soft skin.
My sister spends a large proportion of her wages on different kinds of cream, which she diligently applies to her body to make her skin feel soft to the touch.
Soft as an adjective is used to describe not only the human voice or reaction to a situation or parts of the human body like the skin, but also light and color. For example, we talk of soft light, as in,
she's been told by her doctor to use soft light only if she has to read at all. She has also been instructed not to use bright and glaring light under any circumstance, since it can injure her healing sight.
Soft light, light that is not bright or glaring. The opposite of soft light is not hard light or sharp light, but glaring or bright light. We also sometimes talk of the soft glow of a lamp, the soft glow of a candlelight, and so on. An idiomatic use of soft is in combination with the word furnishings.
Soft furnishings. The expression is used to refer to articles for furnishing a room. The expression soft furnishings refers to curtains, hangings, carpets, as opposed to chairs, tables, and so on.
As in this exchange,
the corporation has decided to provide accommodation and basic furniture.
What about the furnishings?
There is no mention of these. I would assume new employees would be expected to buy their own soft furnishings.
They should buy soft furnishings. That is, provide themselves with hangings, curtains, carpets, rugs, and so on. Now, let's look at a few verb expressions with soft. The first is be soft.
When a person is said to be soft, he is understood to be weak, childish, and lacking in determination or courage.
For example,
you know, John has always been known to be soft in most matters.
Lacking in firmness and determination when his opinion is sought in crucial matters affecting the family, or even in relations with his wife.
Well, I had to tell him, John, this is no time to be soft. This is a time when you should demonstrate that you cannot be taken for granted, that you are independent rather than feeble-minded or even a pushover.
One sense of the expression be soft, then, is to show the attributes that Kofi and Adjo mentioned in their short exchange. weak-mindedness, inability to be firm, giving in easily, behaving like a pushover. But one variant of the expression, even more derogatory, is this one.
Go soft. He has gone soft.
The expression, he has gone soft, is often used to describe a state of mind, and it often means lacking in mental alertness. For example,
we visited him last week with our doctor.
I'm told he is depressed.
Well, maybe, but it is clear he has already gone soft in the mind.
You mean he behaves foolishly?
Worse still, he seemed to me mad and silly. He must be going crazy.
Go soft in the mind. He shows signs of depression. He acts as if he were foolish, or silly, or mad. In concluding this lesson, I'd like to draw attention to some of the senses in which the simple adjective soft is used. First, it describes an attitude.
His reply was soft and calm. This was not the reaction we expected.
It can also be used to describe parts of the body. For example,
he spends lots of money on developing a soft skin.
Then soft in connection with light. Not too bright or glaring. Thus we talk of the soft glow of a lamp or candlelight. But so do we hear sentences like,
he needs soft light all the time if he is not to injure his sight.
We will end here and continue with our summary and more new expressions with soft tomorrow. So don't forget to tune in. Till then, cheers and goodbye. Have a good day.